Flavour of the Month, Newspaper Idioms. The idioms and phrases in today's post all come from a range of national newspapers published on the same day. I write a post like this every couple of months in order to provide you with a regular supply of frequent, contemporary English idioms. A broadsheet newspaper claims that a recent report into dentistry in the UK lays bare a crisis in emergency dental care. Something, especially a piece of writing, that lays bare information reveals facts that were previously unknown, often facts that are shocking. The same newspaper reports that a famous nightclub that closed many years ago is reopening. The reopening, it writes, flies in the face of recent closures of entertainment venues. To fly in the face of something is to be the opposite of what is generally happening or generally expected. The sports pages of this paper feature an idiom which is often seen in a sporting context. The winning side in a football match, it writes, had to dig deep to score the final goal. If you dig deep, you try extremely hard to do something difficult, using all your energy and mental strength. Meanwhile, a tabloid newspaper comments that a very successful TV presenter is Flavour of the Month. In UK English, someone who is Flavour of the Month is very popular at a particular time. Elsewhere, the same paper writes excitedly that a famous actress has just directed her first film and is flying the flag for female creatives. Someone who flies the flag for a particular cause or group supports or represents them. The same journalist says that her heart goes out to a celebrity whose family have recently argued over wedding plans. If you say your heart goes out to someone who is suffering in some way, you mean you feel sympathy for them. Moving on to another tabloid, a sports presenter is photographed with her partner enjoying a roller coaster ride together. The presenter, says the photograph caption, is all smiles. If you are all smiles, you look happy and friendly, often when this is not expected. Later in the same paper, there is an interview with a young actress who is enjoying her first TV role in a famous soap opera. She says she is enjoying getting her teeth into the role. If you get your teeth into something new, you do it with great energy and enjoyment. The actress reflects on other jobs that she did when acting parts were thin on the ground. In UK English, if a particular type of thing or person is thin on the ground, there are too few of them. That concludes my latest roundup of newspaper idioms and expressions. I hope you learned one or two new idioms. I'll be back with another of these posts in a couple of months.